This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm David Byrd. The coronavirus pandemic has ended America's record-long run of job growth. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The government reports employers 701,000 jobs last month, and that vastly understates just how bad the losses may have been because employers were surveyed before the heaviest virus-related layoffs the past 2 weeks. Nearly 10 million Americans have applied for jobless benefits since then, with roughly 90% of the population under some type of shutdown. Some economists forecast another 10 million jobs will be lost by month's end. They predict unemployment will hit 15%, the worst since the Great Depression. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Following the Labor Department report that U.S. employers cut more than 700,000 jobs in March, one economist says to expect a turnaround anytime soon. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Grant Thornton chief economist Diane describes the loss of 701,000 jobs last month as a disconcerting number that cuts across all industries.
We're literally putting the economy on freeze as we try to stop the spread of the virus.
The coronavirus-related job loss caused the unemployment rate to increase to 4.4%, and Swamp says it will continue rising.
It will easily be at record territory into the double digits.
Swamp says it'll take time for the economy to return.
The rebound itself will also be very slow and methodical because we will not have access to a spread vaccine. We don't expect one anytime soon.
Mike in Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Britain's National Service will be stretched to the breaking point in the coming week as hospitals treat critically ill patients when the coronavirus pandemic reaches its AP correspondent Zaria Shirley reports.
With years of shortages and rising demand already straining energy resources, the health service is facing the biggest test in its 72-year history. After delays have been sharply criticized, the Conservative government is racing to ensure hospitals and clinics across the country have the staffing and equipment they need to cope with coronavirus onslaught. The government is building several makeshift hospitals as it scrambles to find thousands of additional ventilators and build up stocks of masks, gloves, and other protective equipment. Zaria Shakili, London.
Pakistani authorities ordered four men Friday, including a British militant convicted of the 2002 murder of U.S. journalist Daniel Pearl, to be detained for 3 months, a lower court's ruling to overturn their convictions. Ali of Reuters reports.
Wall Street Journal reported Daniel Pearl was investigating Islamist militants in Karachi after the 9/11 attacks when he was kidnapped in January 2002 and later beheaded. On Thursday, the court in Sindh acquitted the four accused, including British militant Ahmed Omar Saeed Sheikh, who was originally sentenced to death for masterminding Pearl's murder. But today, the government issued the order to arrest and detain the four before they were released from prison to be detained for 3 months. The rearrest of the men gave Pakistani government time to put together a legal appeal against their acquittal.
Bill Withers has died. The entertainment correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel reports that he's being remembered as one of the top recording artists of his generation.
Lean on me. Just as it did in the 1970s, the song Lean On Me, the Bill Withers anthem to love, friendship, and support, resonates to this very day. Recently, healthcare workers, choirs, musicians, and others have posted renditions of the song online as the world bands together to fight the coronavirus pandemic. But Withers' stirring voices about life almost did not become part of our collective sound. He was a stutterer as a child, but overcame that to create some amazingly relatable songs. His was brief. He left off in the music business in the mid-1980s, but not before earning 3 Grammys and a spot in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. His family says Withers died from heart complications. He was 81 years old. I'm Charles Gabriel.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting via remote, I'm David Byrd.